USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Florida has set yet another record in daily confirmed coronavirus cases. Officials report more than 9,500, which tops the previous day total by more than 600. Politico reporter Mark Caputo is in Coral Gables.
The state has had kind of a patchwork approach to fighting coronavirus. The governor, Ron DeSantis, has, in a similar way that the president has deferred to locals, has himself deferred to locals. So, for instance, in Miami-Dade County, where I'm in, we've always been under an earlier and stricter lockdown relative to the rest of the state.
Florida is now banning alcohol consumption in bars because health officials blame the new outbreak on young adults that are flocking to establishments that opened 3 weeks ago. Texas has also seen a spike in coronavirus cases, leading to restrictions on businesses once again. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you a friend of America? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
The New York Times is reporting that Russia has offered a bounty to Afghan militants to kill American soldiers, and that President Trump and Vice President Pence had been briefed about it in late March. Now, the White House has issued a statement saying it won't speak to the merit of the alleged intelligence, but they did deny that the president or the vice president were told about it by briefers. Vice President Joe Biden says the president needs to step up.
President Trump, the commander-in-chief of American troops serving in a dangerous theater of war, has known about this for months, according to the Times, and done worse than nothing.
Princeton's Board of Trustees has voted to remove Woodrow Wilson's name from the university's School of Public and International Affairs. Traces of Wilson's legacy include not just the name of the school, but also the name of a residential college, which the university intends to shutter after two new residential colleges complete construction. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A large number of rideshare drivers are filing lawsuits to become full-time employees. USA's John Hunt has the story.
Uber Eats driver David Heller has filed a class action lawsuit challenged by Uber, aiming to secure a minimum wage, vacation pay, and other benefits like overtime pay. Drivers are now classified as independent contractors and do not have such benefits. Heller's attorney said the decision allowing him to sue was important, but only a small first step in the case that will probably take years to litigate. The ride-hailing company's contract allows arbitration, but not class action lawsuits. After the ruling, an Uber spokeswoman said the company would amend its contracts to align with the court's principles without giving details. She said going forward, dispute resolution will be more accessible to drivers. 2 days ago, California said it plans to ask a state court judge to force Uber and Lyft to classify all ride-hail drivers as employees rather than contractors.
The FDA said a bagged salad mix sold at multiple grocery stores, including Walmart and Aldi, may be responsible for sickening more than 200 people. The agency said the product has been linked to a tiny parasite called Cyclospora. Illnesses have been reported around the Great Lakes and Midwest. The CDC said it takes at least a month after you eat the salad before you show symptoms. The FDA said you should throw away any bagged salad mix in question. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.